thought, with a most swift radiance, wherein slowly drift murmurous things, divinely bright. It is foolingly to smite my spirit with the live free twitch of scintillant space, with the cool writhe of gloom, truly, which syncopate some sunbeam's skillful fingerings. It is utterly to lull with foliate inscrutable sweetness my soul obedient. It is to stroke my being with numbing forests frolicsome, fleetly mystical, aroma with keen creatures of idiom, beings alert and innocent, very deftly, upon which indolent miracles impinge. It is distinctly to confute my reason with the deep caress of every moist, shy thing and mute. It is to quell me with the twinge of all living intense things. Never my soul so fortunate is, past the luck of all dead men and loving, as invisibly, when upon her palpable solitude a furtive occult fragrance steals, a gesture of immaculate perfume, whereby, with fear aglow,